The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. That they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you love me. Father, they are your gifts to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I make known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Gospel of the Lord. So it seems the unique weakness served to bear on earth, not that kind of preaching, but the life, the spirit of communion, mutual love. We share the image of the Lord, the Divine Trinity. Always, if we are one, the world may believe that Jesus is the Son of God. People around us, they don't believe God because we don't live the life of God. And the life of God is simple. Being one. What sense? Our perfections, just like what Jesus mentioned today, that we be one mind, one heart. Try to, not always, but at least inside, you open yourself and the Holy Spirit is working. You just ask. Ask when we give Him. We believe that the only way is unity, then we have to live up this ideal. So whatever your words or your deeds, not being one with the others, try to understand other in a better way, try to appreciate the other better way, and try to lose yourself a little bit, let the others in. That's unity. If you always keep yourself strong by yourself, it's not unity. You are fighting. And I like the Acts of Apostles today. Very beautiful, huh? St. Paul, very smart. He said, I am a Samaritan. No, sorry, Samaritan. I'm a Pharisees. You know, the Pharisees, they believe in resurrection. And the Sadducees, they don't believe in resurrection. So, before the judge, he said, no, I am Pharisees. So in court, there are two kind of people, Pharisees and Sadducees. So when they heard that Paul is Pharisees, we are one family. So no more against Paul. They say, we are his. We believe that what he says is right because the Pharisees believe in God, the Holy Spirit. But the Sadducees, they don't believe in resurrection, in the Holy Spirit. So they fight one another. So the court says, okay, you people, you just discuss things of the religion. That's not my business. So they let Paul out of the court. So beautiful. Holy Spirit is working there. But sometimes I ask, the Holy Spirit is working for unity, but it seems kind of fighting one another. By fighting for the just, I think it's the best way. The best is understanding that the Holy Spirit is making us more. If when someone doesn't believe, we have to make them believe. Not that, okay, no problem. There's problem if they say the truth. Yes and yes, no and no.